You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
What if you could unlock your future? What if you had some kind of key that would magically open more doors to greater influence, impact, and income? Now, you might be thinking, what is this, Carrie? Some kind of magic beans or something? Some kind of fairy tale? No, it's actually a process that I'm going to share with you today. It's a four-step process, and we are going to have an absolute blast today because what I hear people say so much of the time is like they're waiting. They're waiting on the phone call, or they're waiting on the email or the text message for somebody to show up in their lives and make their dreams come true. The truth is, it's not going to happen. That magic phone call, that magic text, magic email, unless I'm crazy, guess what? It's not going to happen to you. And that's a reality of, let's be honest, a victim mentality. And I'm not blaming anybody. I have absolutely been there. I was there for years. I was in a day job where I felt truly trapped, and I'm not alone. 86% of the population feels like they are in prison, prison-like conditions where they don't have their ability to choose anymore. And that is not cool. And I'm very empathetic to people in those situations. But I will say this, back then, almost on a daily basis, I would go through job listings because I thought somehow another person's environment would somehow free me. It would give me the conditions for more freedom in my life. And I realized, you know what? Looking back, I was absolutely a victim. I kept thinking life, you know, was happening to me and that I didn't have choice. I didn't have options. And I was waiting every conversation that I would have with somebody. I thought maybe they're going to give me the key that's going to unlock the door to my future, until I realized that, you know what? I'm actually the one holding the key. You are the one holding the key that can unlock your future. And today I'm going to talk about four specific keys that if you use these keys, it will unlock your future just like it did for me. That's kind of the overview today. First, I want to jump in right away and say, look, I have a confession. I have an apology. And I don't know if I've ever had an official apology on this podcast before, but we're going on our fourth year in 2018. And I did a little bit of soul searching in the last month. I talked with some truth tellers in my life. And I said, you know what? In 2018, I'm either going to take the podcast to an incredibly new level, or I'm killing it. I'm done with it. And I said that because I do not like to do anything in my life just halfway. And I feel like over the last year, I've kind of stumbled a little bit when it comes to the podcast. Frequency, direction, especially frequency and direction. You know, I haven't made it a priority. And here's why. Because I don't like constraints. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like constraints. And I don't like the fact that, you know, every day or every week I have to be in a rhythm where I have to record a podcast. I just like the freedom of, you know what, something's on my heart, I'm going to grab the microphone and I'm going to share it, and I'm going to add value to people. And I realize, you know what, that's selfish. That's selfish of me to just say that whenever I feel inspired or on fire, I'm going to just grab the microphone. And so that's my confession. That's my apology to you today, a listener. If you're brand new, you're like, wow, what is this guy doing apologizing his first podcast? But if you're a longtime listener, I truly want to apologize to you. And here's the steps of action that I've taken. As we take a deep dive today into unlocking your future, I need to share this because I want you to know what's coming. I took strategic actions to fix this because that's what victors do. Victors do not say, "Well, you know, things aren't going well, so I'm gonna blame, make excuses and live in denial." That's bed, BED. Now, Victor said, I'm going to take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. So you know what I did? I contacted my friend Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown is amazing. Jeff Brown has had millions and millions of downloads of his podcast. He knows what he's doing. He's a podcast coach. And I messaged Jeff last month and I said, Jeff, this is the dilemma. This is where I'm at. I don't like to do something halfway. I don't want to serve the tribe and clients halfway. I want to give it my absolute best. And I said, Jeff, I don't even know what questions to ask. And so he listened and he evaluated. And he said, you know what, Carrie, there are some areas that you can improve on. He said, number one, make the length shorter. So boom. Okay, great. He said, number two, you need to be more clear. You need to come out with specific takeaways. And then why? Why is that important? So give a takeaway, tell us why, give a short example and move on. Excellent. He talked about the intro. He says, when you come to a party, and you're brand new and nobody invites you and nobody tells you what the party's about and nobody talks to you, how do you feel as a guest? I said, I would not feel good. He said, well, right now your podcast, you kind of assume that everybody's listening and everybody's been there and nobody's new. And I said, how can I improve that? And he said, a better intro and a better outro and state what the podcast is about. So let me just say this. In January, as in like less than 30 days, this is going to be fixed. We are going to have a new image of the podcast. We are going to keep the same name. We are going to have more regularity. My goal is to publish on Mondays. So my goal is to put this at the top of my list during the week and make it happen. Here's what else I did. I hired somebody. I hired somebody to do the part of the podcast that I don't enjoy, which is SEO and optimization. Look, let's just be honest. If you're going to grow in business and life, you got to be real. And I did not like the part of the podcast where I got off the microphone and I had to do all these little things, okay? I had to do uploading and writing show notes and all these things. And it became a burden. I love the talking to you part. I love the answering questions. But I didn't like the part that was not fun, which is some of that SEO and just making the podcast readable from an internet perspective. So you know what? I hired somebody. I said, great, I'm going to hire you. Make it happen. So these are two of the adjustments that I've made. Actually, three. So we have Jeff's feedback. We have Sheila that I've hired, who's going to take a role. And then frequency. I put this as a top priority. So you're going to get today's podcast. You're also going to get one in about 2 weeks. And then beginning in January in 2018, new look, refresh, rebrand, making it happen. Why? Because you're important to me. Seriously, you're important to me and I want to make this happen. All right? So there you go. Here's the one favor I have to ask you. Two, actually. Number one, the email that I want you to send any feedback to is support@carrieoberbrunner.com. If you are a listener, which you are, if you are hearing this, please, please shoot me a line. I will read every single one. Shoot me a line and tell me what your feedback is. What do you like? What do you not like? What should I change? I want this to be devoted to you. If I am not doing something that you need that would serve you, please do that today. support@carrieoberbrunner.com. Last favor I have, and then we're jumping into the content today. Last favor is if you have ever listened to this podcast, I'm going to ask you to go over to iTunes, search for Igniting Souls, and do a rating and review. And here's why. As we rebrand, as we refresh, I would absolutely like us to be able to serve more people. And ratings and reviews help. And I want to thank the people who just gave ratings. I don't care what star you give. Give your honest opinion. But I want to thank Reb Tessone, who did a 5-star review. Thank you very much. Recently, you were the last one to do it. And then another person. Actually, two more. Bry GF, thank you for your review as well. And then Brenda Hare. Awesome. Thank you, Brenda. It was cool to see you at the conference as well. So thank you so much for doing those reviews. They do matter. And that's it. Now let's jump right into the content. And these are going to be shorter episodes. And I just had to confess to you and give you an apology because you are important to me. So let's jump right in. How do you unlock your future? The first key that you need is clarity. The first key that you need is clarity. What most people do in life is they walk around and ask for other people's opinion of what they should do. That is a big sign of you abdicating your role and responsibility for your life. Nobody else can give an account for how you should live. Nobody else walks in your shoes. Nobody else has the privilege or the past that you do. And therefore, when you go up to people, as someone just did the other day to me, they said, "Hey, Kerry, here's a situation. What do you think I should do with my life?" Essentially, look, I can ask clarifying questions. I can look for themes. But until this gentleman identifies what he wants, I cannot help him unlock the door to his future. I don't know if he's traveling a ton and he wants to travel less. Okay, now we have a filter whereby that new job may be a very good move. I don't know if he wants more money. In other words, if he needs to be able to be in this short season of providing for his kids to go to college, and he needs to make a ton more money. See, until this gentleman knows what he wants, he cannot experience clarity. Clarity comes to people who know what they want. So the secret to getting what you want is knowing what you want. Now, this might sound like some Yoda riddle or something like that. I don't mean it to be. I want you to truly sink your teeth into clarity. And here's what I've realized. Clarity comes with action. You do not sit in a room and just wait for clarity to knock on the door or to come to your mailbox. You need to, yes, sit quietly in a room by yourself, just as Pascal said, right? He said, all of man's evil arises from his inability to sit quietly in a room by himself, because if he did, he would be bored, and that boredom would force him to find a way out. So boredom is actually good. Okay, turning off the Netflix, turning on the noise, turning off the email subscriptions, the magazines, everything that's being filtered and flooded at you 24/7, yes, there is a time to turn that down. But then there is a time to sit up, to step up in your own life, and to go after it and take massive action. Because here's what I know. With action comes clarity. That's how it works. So that is the first key that you need to unlock your future is clarity. Now, here's the warning, okay, about clarity, because there is a warning. There is a dangerous side to clarity. Clarity is dangerous because once you understand what you truly want in life, once you are clear about that, you are dissatisfied with anything less. It's like you've been unplugged from the matrix and you can never go back and assume this life of quiet desperation. You now suddenly are unplugged, you're aware, you're alive, you're awake, and now you have a choice to either go after it hardcore or to anesthetize the pain. That's my warning about clarity. Number two, what is the next key that we need to use to unlock the door to our future? Well, that is creativity. Each one of these is similar in the suffix. So we have clarity, we have creativity. If you want to unlock your future, look, you need to be someone who uses creativity in your life. And don't think for a second, don't believe the lie that certain people are creative and other people aren't. It's not true. My favorite book says we are created in God's image. And what was God's image? God was a creator. God is a creator. That was his first act. Therefore, you are creative. Now, can you be creative as a CPA? Absolutely. It might be in your profession. It might be in your hobbies. I know CPAs that are incredibly creative when it comes to spreadsheets and how they do things and processes and systems. I know my dad, who people wouldn't say he's creative. They wouldn't think that, but he was a finished carpenter and he used creativity all the time in the way that he made his works of art, which was furniture. Okay. So this is the point. Everybody is creative. And until you tap into that creativity, you are not going to unlock your future. This is why. This is absolutely why many times when people's backs are against the wall, they get incredibly creative. When the options are off the table, when they are forced to resign, or when they are downsized, suddenly they get incredibly creative because currently they're locked in a system that doesn't allow creativity. In fact, it sucks the creativity out of them, and that's why they don't feel alive. So if you want to unlock your future, you need to use the door of creativity. And for me, as I've shared in the past, that was a bridge to my day job, from my day job to my dream job, which is called ghostwriting. I got creative with ghostwriting as an option, and that became my ticket out. Isn't that interesting? Well, if you want more on ghostwriting, check out ghostwriteracademy.com. But that was the ticket out. Look, other people, you can look at their lives, right? Things that happened by accident, things they never planned on doing. I've referenced Sarah Blakely before. She was stuck in a day job. She was stuck selling fax machines. And then one day she's going to a party. She's wearing white pants. She doesn't have anything slimming to wear. She chops off the feet on her pantyhose and suddenly says, you know what? These are the most comfortable things I've ever worn. Now, here's what she tried to do, right? This gets into our next key that we must use, which is complexity. Complexity. Complexity kills. Complexity kills. So Sarah Blakely said, hey, these pantyhose, though, they're still rolling up on the bottom because I cut the feet off. I'm going to go try to get somebody to create a solution. So she went and she went and she went and she looked and she looked and nobody was helping her out. So she said, forget it. It's too complex. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to absolutely do it myself. The companies I'm trying to get to partner with me, they are not cooperating. They don't think it's worth their time, blah, 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 blah. Complexity, complexity. She said, I'm just going to do it myself. And so she did. Look, this came true in our own business. We were going to partner with someone pretty big to do an author program. So we created it on paper. It took tons of time. It took months of planning. And we were ready. And we asked these other people to partner with us because that's why we did it. They asked. And then we ran into red tape and politics and just a bunch of junk. And we said, forget it. This is way too complex. We're going to do it ourselves. And so if you want to unlock your future, you need to stop waiting for everybody to show up and partner with you. What really is behind that most of the time is fear. You are scared to put all the chips on yourself. Let's be honest. You are, just like me. I said I wanted freedom my whole life until I was finally given it. Then I'm like, I don't think I want it anymore, right? We run back to systems and processes and policies and partnerships because we're scared to truly step out and trust our gut. Well, if you want to unlock your future, stop tying your future to everybody else and every other thing. Because you know what? They're not on the same frequency. They're not on the same wavelength. I'm not saying be rogue and be, you know, a self-made woman or self-made man who never needs anything from anybody. No, but I'm saying when you're standing at the edge of your future and you're waiting for so-and-so to get on board, even family members sometimes, you could stare at that gap your entire life. And that's what began happening to me. It began rolling by 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. And I said, enough, enough. I don't want to reach the end of my life and say, you know what? I wish I would have unlocked my future. I was ready to, but I had the clarity, I had the creativity, but the complexity of other people partnering and relationships and whatever, patents, guidelines, proposals, whatever you want to say, you need to simplify. You need to simplify. Let's go to the last key. So again, the first key you use to unlock the door to your future is you use the key called clarity. The second key is creativity. The third key is complexity, right? These are all keys that you use. Complexity. You gotta simplify, okay? Guess what, by the way? You want a business example today? Just saw in the news. Guess what Barnes & Noble is going back to? Look at the headlines today, November or December 1st. Today is 2017, December 1st. Barnes & Noble says, we are going back to the basics called books. We're starting to eliminate the board games, all the other stuff and junk that is piling up in our stores that's keeping people from the main reason called Barnes & Noble booksellers. Starbucks did this a few years ago. When you were walking into Starbucks and before you could even get the coffee, you had to get through the music and the mints and all kinds of stuff they started to sell at Starbucks. Let that be a lesson to us. If Starbucks, which was made for coffee, can lose their way, and Barnes & Noble, which was existing for books, can lose their way, don't you think you and I can? Absolutely. And that, I mean, even my recent confession a few minutes ago, I started to say, you know what? There's some things in our business that I've added that take me away from the people that I love, you guys. So I'm going back. I'm going back to the basics. I'm using this complexity, that this key, and I'm opening the door to unlock my future because I know that unless I get rid of complexity, I'm in a world of trouble. Let's go to the fourth key. The fourth key is community. Community, so important. If you want to unlock your future, you aren't going to be doing it alone. Here's what is hilarious about community. Look at Disney. Again, I'm trying to use examples that we know. Disney's family thought he was nuts when he was going to create Disney World, Disneyland, all this stuff. I mean, people didn't understand him. His own little community didn't get him. So you know what he did? He found a new community. This is what happens most of the time. We wish the people that were there with us understood and got it. But many times they don't until after the fact. Just look at Andy Dufresne from Shawshank. Think about it. He was stuck. He was in jail. He had no escape. Now his friends gave him a rope, or they gave him a rock hammer or a poster, but they weren't ready to dig a way out with him. Andy was assuming all the risk. He was the one who had to stay up late at night, scrape the rock hammer against the wall for years, 19 years in the movie. And then he broke out and he escaped. Nobody else went with him until he did get out, go to Zihuatanejo, sent his buddy, Red, played by Morgan Freeman, a note, a postcard, and his own clarity, Andy's own clarity, inspired Morgan Freeman to make the personal journey himself, meet him on the beach in Zihuatanejo, and that's the magic. That's the magic. I think back to Jesus. Jesus didn't have family members who got him or got it. They didn't get it at all. In fact, he looked around one time. He said, this is not my mom. These are not my brothers and sisters. You are the ones who are following me. You are. It wasn't until after the resurrection that his own brother finally got it. I see this in my own life. I mean, think about it. You know, we have a publishing program called Author Academy Elite. And what's funny is back when I was in my day job, a lot of people didn't get it. They didn't, you know, they didn't go with me on the journey. I had to look at the gap in front of me about my future, and I had to go myself. And now looking back, we have two church secretaries, we call them administrative assistants, that are now part of our Author Academy Elite program who are publishing their books. I had to leave and make the journey myself. Then they woke up and decided to take the journey as well, their journey. And that's what we often have to do. Joseph Campbell talks about this in The Hero's Journey. He talks about how the hero must leave what's familiar. In fact, they call it the ordinary world in Joseph Campbell's model, The Hero's Journey, or the monomyth. They leave the ordinary world into the special world. They have to leave their community. But here's what's interesting. When they come back, well, first of all, they form a new community in the process. But then when they come back, their old community, some of them, the brave people, the people who saw your courage and wish they could have gone with you, because people do watch. People absolutely are watching you right now to see, hey, is this person going to open the door and unlock their future? And they're counting on you. Part of them is scared for you. Part of them doesn't want you to go. Part of them's nervous you may fail. But the other part of them is secretly living vicariously through you. They wish that they had the courage to say yes to their dream. This is what happens when you unlock the door to your future by using the four keys that we talked about today. Number one, clarity. Number two, creativity. Number three, complexity. You need to go through that door. You know, you use the key to simplify. And then number four is community. When you do those, use those four keys, something amazing happens. I had a blast today. I hope you had a ton of value. I hope your eyes were open. I hope you can think bigger, because I know what's in front of you right now is amazing. It's powerful. These are the moments that you're going to look back in your life and say, you know, 2017, December, or whenever you're listening to this, that was the time where all these deep things were happening inside me, and I had little clue that right on the other side of this door was a whole new world. You are standing at that threshold right now. And remember, clarity comes with action. I want to invite you, if you need a brand new ebook, we just created one. If you want to take this to the next level, it's called Become an Author, Unlock Your Future. I personally believe that writing a book and becoming an author is one of the best ways to open the door to more influence, impact, and income. I mean, just today, December 1st, several of our authors are launching today. One is Pat Luce, The Seven Systems Plan in Iowa. That dude's business has taken off. Because for years, he sat here with his amazing knowledge called the Seven Systems Plan, but his impact was very small because he was in a small little town. Now his book's going all over the world. It's fantastic. Another author is launching today, December 1st. It's called Tales from the Tribe, Aaron Luce. Lived for 15 years in a tribe in Papua New Guinea, and he's going pro with his book. Like, he's got all these stories and he wants to reach more people and he wants to have a bigger influence in the world. Now he can with his book. And then today, Dean Folks just launched. He's already had several thousand people get his book today. His book is called Your Next 30 Days. Look, I just know what doors open when you become an author, and when you become an author the right way. And so I want to invite you to grab this free ebook. It kind of expands your mind. It kind of shows you what's possible. It's totally free. You can get it one of two places. You can go to carrieoberbrunner.com/122. It stands for 122. Or carrieoberbrunnerwebinars.com/unlock. Those are the places. And then on December 6th, which is next week, my 41st birthday, I'm going to take the afternoon and just take a deep dive into what it means to become an author the right way. Super excited, cannot wait. And I look forward to what's going to be taking place in 2018 with this podcast, this rebrand, this refresh. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want you to send in any comments to support@carrieoberbrunner.com. Tell me what you need. I've done podcast episodes, entire podcast episodes, just based around people who have a question. And they say, you know, I don't have the idea on how to price myself as a coach, or should I test my product before I go to market as an entrepreneur? Whatever your questions are, it could be life, business, faith, pop it in. And who knows, we may be able to do an entire episode around that. If you have feedback, let me know. Most importantly, know that you are created for such a time as this. We need you in the world to show up filled up. And it's my true honor to be a small part in your story. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire, and we will talk with you very soon.